breeze.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show from the 1949-1950 season. Tonight's episode stars Al Jolson and Gracie Allen. How you would ever get these three people together is just crazy. I mean, the only other people I can think that are of the same stature as these three are probably Jack Benny and Bob Hope, and maybe Red Skelton. And to have three of them together, I mean, you just can't do that today. And I was thinking, why is this? Well, one of the reasons is that you had vaudeville, which led into film in the 1920s, and then the talkies entered in the late 20s. And you have, of course, Al Jolson being the first talkie, the jazz singer. And then that leads into radio, and radio into television. And so you had some of these performers who could be large attractions in vaudeville, movies, radio, and television. And in their lifespan, they could cover all these mediums. Unfortunately for Al Jolson, he died in 1950, so he couldn't really make too much of an impact on television because it was still in its infancy at that point. Whereas Jack could really make an impression both in radio and in television, which was incredible. And then, of course, you had Bing, who wanted to stay out of television and then ended up getting into it but for his specials, but, of course, never would have the impact of Jack with a 15-year run on his television show. But then you had people like Red Skelton, who both had a nice movie career, nice radio career, and then a huge television career. So these performers were pretty amazing. And in Al Jolson's case, he was the highest paid entertainer in the 1930s. And he was the first entertainer to entertain the troops in World War II. And again, the first entertainer to entertain the troops in the Korean War. And in the Korean War, he went over to entertain the troops for 16 weeks. And unfortunately, apparently that took so much out of him that when he came back, he died a few weeks after that. He was 64 years old when he died. And luckily, before he died, he was appearing a lot on the Bing Crosby Show. So we have another, we're blessed to have six more episodes. Roughly six more episodes before he passes away that we're going to be able to enjoy Al Jolson with Bing Crosby. They have a nice chemistry together, and the fact that Gracie Allen's thrown in here too is fantastic. So, without any further ado, I will bring you three legends of recording, film, just everything, every field you can think of. They were in it all. Al Jolson had 80 hit records. Who knew? Anyway, pretty cool stuff. So enjoy.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins for the mayors, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson.
Oh, we're talking about the original Al Jolson,
well,
too.
We also have the original Bing Crosby
now,
with us.
Now, if the original Rudy Valley would show up, we'd be in business, wouldn't we?
Oh, Bing, you and Al are plenty. I mean that you two might very well make radio history tonight.
Ken, radio is history. Too bad nobody listens anymore, isn't it?
Oh, now, wait, you'd be surprised, Bing. Thousands of people are listening to radio these nights. While their television sets are being repaired, of course.
Now, Ken, the Rhythmaires are tripping out for the opening musical selection, which is a sprightly English importation entitled I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. I say, John, shall we have a bit of a go at it, eh? Hop it there.
Roll a roll a ball. Roll a roll a ball.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got the lovely bunch of
lovely, 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 lovely.
There they are, standing in a row.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
I got big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. You gives them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman says. I've got the lovely bunch of
lovely,
coconuts.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Roller, bowler, roller, bowler, bowler, bowler.
Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Say, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Whatever's them?
There they are, standing in a row.
What do you do with them, laddie?
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Who's Ed you're talking about?
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Who's he?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I'll have a banana.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Who's the lady with you?
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Now let's harmonize.
Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Soloist, please. Did you jump sound?
Roller, bowler, ball.
Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch. How about trying one out in the hall? Oh, I can still hear it. Try the parking lot. Something leaking in. Leave town. Oh, let's try one more with a tiger on the end.
Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Children, that was deucedly entertaining. Good show.
I tell, thank you, Governor.
Oh, really, really, top drawer. And when I say top drawer, I speak not only for myself, but for the entire British Empire. And I include Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Deborah Kerr, pronounced Carr.
You're a rather nice bloke to say, sir. Now I've got to get on with me work. I've got a lovely bunch of Chesterfields. Are there the smokes that satisfy your nose?
Thank you, Gracie Fields. That's right, folks. You can't buy a better cigarette than Chesterfield. That's because they're made of the world's best tobaccos.
Hey, what happened to the English dialect?
Thing I thought we ought to drop it for the pitch here.
You might be right. And, Ken, it's the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, the way they're put together and blended, that make Chesterfields such a wonderful smoke.
Yes, Chesterfields are, A, always milder than other cigarettes because of that blend. And they're, B, better tasting, taste better than other cigarettes because of that blend.
And they're, C, cooler smoking. They smoke cooler than other cigarettes because of that blend.
Believe us, friends, that right combination of the world's best tobaccos makes Chesterfield the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC.
It's guest time now, and I'm sure all of us are tense and tingling in anticipation of the approach of the world's greatest entertainer. Yes, folks, the auspicious moment has arrived when it's my pleasure to present the one and only Al Jolson.
Thank you, Bing. And Bingy boy, may I tell you,
I love that introduction.
You did, Al?
Yep. And I love you. And you know why?
Why?
Because when a man's good, you're big enough to come right out and say so.
Well, it seemed like the thing to do, Al. I figured it'd sound better if I said it.
Bing, I know you tease me a lot.
I know, I do.
I know you tease me a lot, but you know you look up to me.
Why, certainly, Al, if you look up to you, why shouldn't I?
Well, the two of us couldn't find a better man to look up to you.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Al. And incidentally, my congratulations. Really, my sincere congratulations on you being elected the Personality of the Year by the Variety Clubs of America.
Where'd you read about that, Bing? In Time magazine?
No, it was on page one of the Encino Daily Jolson. I thought they had the number one bid right now.
It was also in the Azusa Daily Acer.
Oh, you got a big spread in Quick magazine, too.
A big spread in Quick?
Yeah, three words. Well, anyway, Al, that's really a great honor. It really is, what they awarded you there in Washington, D.C.
Thank you,
Who
Bing.
Were some of the other contenders?
Well, the competition was tough, Bing.
Oh, I imagine it
was. Oh, but I beat Eddie Cantor.
Beat him.
Roddy McDowell.
Knocked him off.
Yes, sir. Society Kid Hogan.
You whipped him?
Oh, knocked
Lord.
Him cuckoo. Painless Parker. And last but not least, Sam Engel, the love pirate.
Well, you certainly schlagered a formidable list of opponents there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I personally voted for Engel.
That's a sporting gesture,
yeah,
if I've ever seen.
Cricket.
We know, Al, that you had this great honor coming. We're sure of that. But
thank
you mind telling us to what you attribute your victory as being chosen Personality of the Year?
Because, Bing, I'm the only singer in America who didn't make a record of Mule Train.
Well, the mules and I want to thank you.
You know, Bing?
What's this?
I tried singing that mule train the other day.
Yeah?
I got the clip it is, all right.
Yeah?
But you know something?
What's the matter?
I can't clap like I used to.
Well, you'll get it, Al. And when you do, you can make another picture. You can call it Jolson Clops Again.
And when I do, you know, I'm going to clip it at Columbia Studios.
Oh, good morning.
They ain't going to clop it in me again.
Well, Al, we've been kidding, but it really must have been a great thrill and a great pleasure for you. A very heartwarming thing to go back to your hometown, Washington, D.C., and accept this award, wasn't it?
Yes, Bing, it was. It was mighty gratifying to attend that banquet at the Statler Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat there at the speaker's table, I couldn't help but recall those days of my boyhood. When I sold newspapers right at the corner where the Statler now stands.
Is that so, Al? You sold newspapers when you were a boy?
Bet I did, and matches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was many years ago, Bing.
Yeah. You must have been a sturdy little fella to lug those big stone tablets around.
No.
That's a hope joke.
Wait a minute, Bing.
That's really a hope joke.
Yes, sir. I don't like it. And for your pleasure... Or your information, rather. I don't go back that far.
No?
No, I don't. I remember one Christmas Eve, though, when a congressman took a paper and handed me a $5 bill. I didn't have any change, so I had to run down the street to get it, you know.
You mean this fella expected change from a newsboy on Christmas Eve?
Sure did. And you know what, Bing?
I'm on the eerie, Al.
Well, when I got back New Year's, he was gone.
What'd you ever do with this man's change?
Well, I realized the money wasn't mine, you know, so... As soon as it got dark, I dug a little hole by the newsstand and buried it.
Even then, huh?
I ain't got a funny line here. Well, anyway. And you know, Bing, I forgot all about the $4.98 I buried until I got back to Washington just 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
There I was, up in that big suite at the Statler, when suddenly it hit me. I realized that they'd built this big hotel... on my money. Well, anyway, Bing, I argued and fought with the manager, but he refused to tear the hotel down.
Why didn't he just give you $4.98, call it even?
He tried to do it,
huh?
But I was too smart for him.
You're thinking.
Remember.
There's interest through all those years, you know.
Hey, I never thought. That's right. How much do you figure they owe you with interest?
Well, let me see. $4.98. Now, 6% every 12 months. Mm-hmm. Let me see. And 12 times 6 times 4.98. Bing. Hmm? I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
I don't believe I can figure that out.
Well, Annie, maybe you forgot to fracture the sum to hand and denominate the decimal.
Oh, no, King Vegas. I got that before I multiplied the square root on the hippopotenuse. And I'll say that this is the hippiest potenuse I've ever run up against.
This fall, you hear them all on CBS.
Incidentally, Bingy, how many times have you seen Jolson Sings Again?
Twice. I forgot where I came in.
Well, the newsreel is supposed to take care of that,
you was in the newsreel, too.
Yeah, I was.
You were getting that award.
Yeah.
But, say, there's one scene in there in that Jolson Sings Again. I had a little trouble following it.
What scene was that, Bingsy?
Well, the scene where Larry Parks as Al Jolson in Jolson Sings Again meets Larry Parks as Larry Parks at a preview. Yeah. Where Larry Parks as Al Jolson and Larry Parks as Larry Parks watch Larry Parks as Al Jolson in the Jolson story starring Larry Parks.
Oh, you must be thinking of Top of the Morning. Nothing. Nothing in my picture can be that confusing.
Incidentally, say, how many times have you seen Top of the Morning?
Oh, I see it every chance I get, Bing.
Good.
That picture's a challenge, and I'm going to figure it out.
The minute you do it. Listen, Al, if you get it figured out, phone Paramount, will you?
But, Bing, look, we don't need to worry about pictures. I just signed a contract with CBS to do some television shows.
Well, where do I figure?
Well, I thought you and I could team up for television.
What are we going to do, wrestle each other?
No, I don't think we'd do anything where we're laying down.
Why not?
We might never be able to get up again.
Don't worry about me. I'll be able to get up.
Not with me on your back, you man.
I've been carrying Hope all these years. I think I can carry you, Al.
Well, I'll be easy to carry because I got talent.
That's right. Al, you got so much talent, you don't need me. Let's keep it that way.
No. Wait a minute, Bing. No, Bing. You need me for television.
Why?
Because I got a great idea.
Well, let's hear it.
We'll use your face and my voice, and one of us is going to be good, you know.
Oh, Al, I don't... No, now, wait a minute. My face and your voice,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I don't like to put makeup on. Why don't we use your face and my voice?
No, Bing, I'm saving my face for something bigger than television.
I'll tell you what, I'll stand here and make faces. You get behind me and sing.
Well, make pretty faces, son, because that's the way I'm going to sing.
I'll try. Stand by, folks, for a little television experiment, and this is the first television show to come your way without pictures. May start a very happy trend, I know.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me, oh my. Seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me today and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Kiss me, Tootie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye.
Ah, great smash. Really great.
That's why I love you, Bing. When someone else sings a great song, you're... Yes, as I was saying, when someone else sings a great song, I don't know, you're man enough to come right out and say something.
Well, with the obvious evidence at hand, there's little else I can do. I enjoyed that so much that now I know why Larry Parks has dedicated his life to you.
Well, Bing, can you think of a better life to be dedicated to?
No, nor a longer one.
Well, look, let's continue with our television experiment,
right.
Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Only this time, you stand behind me and sing the words, and I'll make the faces.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, wait a minute, Bingsy. That'll never work.
Well, you know how we lick this, Al? Oh. We'll both sing.
Okay, well, how about back in your backyard?
Oh, back in. That's fine. I love that. And the folks don't start throwing rocks on us. We better ease into a couple of choruses of Babyface, too.
Huh? All right. Now, look, Bing. We don't want to have no argument.
No.
Who starts it?
Why, Al, you do, of course.
Bless your heart.
John, stop. Get him back.
We leave home expecting to find a bluebird, hoping every cloud will be silver lined.
But we all return, as we live we learn, that we left our happiness behind.
The bird with a feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard.
You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies.
Where, boy?
Right under your eyes, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies right under the skies,
back in your own back.
Babyface.
Oh, baby.
You got to use little or you got a baby face.
Hey.
There's not another one could take your place. Ah, oh, baby face.
Announce it.
My poor heart is jumping. You sure starting off, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty or you got a baby face.
Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one gonna take your place. My little baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. The stars and moon above know that I'm in love with your pretty baby face.
Oh, baby face.
Why, he's descending.
You got the cutest. Oh, you got it, baby
face.
Get
up there.
There's not another one to take your place. Oh, baby face.
There you go.
My poor heart is jumping. You sure starting. Oh, take it.
Baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace.
You're like a breath of spring,
yeah,
when Jolie sings about your baby face.
You know, listening to you men sing reminds me of Chesterfields. Dust's Chesterfields are a combination of the world's finest tobaccos Your singing is a combination of the world's finest voices.
Oh, Ken, please.
No, Bing, let Ken go on. If he knows we're good and is man enough to admit it. I love it.
Well, folks, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. And this year, Chesterfield has something special, the Chesterfield Christmas Carton.
See what I mean, Al? We're with a lively outfit. Oh, Chesterfield's got a special carton for every occasion.
Really?
They have the Chesterfield birthday carton, the Chesterfield Christmas carton.
Yes, and that Christmas carton is really something.
Yeah?
It's in full color with a picture of Chesterfield's Arthur Godfrey wishing you the season's best.
Who's on there?
Arthur Godfrey.
Godfrey? Mm-hmm. Bing, what about you? How come your picture ain't on that Christmas carton?
Well, they're saving me. My picture's going to appear on the special carton for Groundhog Day. Quite a picture, too. It shows me coyly peeking out of an open culvert.
Well, let's not confuse the folks. Christmas is the topic now. Friends, just drop around or phone your neighborhood dealer and order some of those bright Arthur Godfrey Chesterfield Christmas cartons. They'll completely satisfy every smoker on your list.
Up in the morning, out on a job, I work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids. I sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray. While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I'm up in the morning, out on a job, work like the devil for my pay. While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray. While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you see I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud, the one with the silver lining. Fetch me to paradise. Show me that river, take me across, and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven.
That's about it for tonight. But before shoving off, my thanks to Al Jolson for dropping in.
Oh, I loved it, Bing.
Hello, boys.
Jolie, look who's here. It's Gracie Allen.
Well, Gracie, we didn't expect you.
You know, my mother was surprised, too.
Now, to what do we owe the honor of this visit?
Oh, well, I've been listening to you boys, and Bing, I've decided that you're the world's second greatest singer.
Well, thanks, Gracie. I realize where that puts me.
Oh, and you're in third place.
Well, if Al and I are placing show, who's the winner?
My husband, Sugar Throat Burns.
A fixed race if I ever heard one.
Bing, if you let George sing in your program, our sponsor will hear him and realize how great he is. Then he let him sing on our program regularly. How about it?
What do you think, Jolie?
Well, Bing, I've heard Sugar Throat. And he can make singing obsolete.
Oh, yes. He is good, isn't he?
Gracie, I'm afraid I can't use Sugar Throat, so I'm afraid the answer's no.
Oh? Afraid of competition, huh?
Yeah. Frankly, that's it.
Well, I don't blame you. After all, you've got a family to support. And so, well, goodbye, Bing, and give my regards to Dallas and the kids.
That's Dixie.
Oh, I knew it was someplace down south. Well, goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Gracie.
By the way, Bing, who's with you next week?
Well, next week, Al, our guest is going to be Hopalong Cassidy, the world's greatest cowboy.
Well, if he doesn't show up,
yes,
open the door and holler, because I'll be waiting out in the hall.
That's where we find you, huh?
Yeah, I'll be around the building here a lot for the next week or so.
Yeah, doing what?
I'm taking inventory.
Is it so?
I'm a biter's joint from Pele.
Well, you're the kid that can do it. ABC, Al Bides Columbia.
Well, good night, Bingsy.
Good night, Al. See you next week, folks, for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke. Good night, Gracie.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Peggy Lee. Ladies, only 25 days until Christmas, so remember to get him the big Christmas humidor of smooth, sure, fresh velvet pipe and cigarette tobacco. It's a double pleasure to any smoker when you give this generous humidor of velvet. It smokes cool and sweet in both pipe and cigarette. In every way, the gift for him is a Christmas humidor of velvet, America's smoothest smoke. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and our special guests this evening, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Any additions or corrections to the minutes, Pappy?
I should like to take up the matter of whose baby is baby. I got a gal who's always late. Anytime I catch up a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate. I wanna see, can I get this straight? He's gonna ask her.
concert.
You is you ain't my baby. Way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Still my baby, baby. Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
Well, woman is a creature that has always been strange. When you think you're sure of one, she's gone and made a change.
Is you or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby true?
Is you ain't my baby?
The way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Say, here, who's been cutting me? Is a creature that has always been strange. When you're sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change and took my change. Is you or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Is my baby still my baby?
Leaving the question of baby's proper possessor for posterity to ponder, we pass along to some precise patter pertaining to pantries.
All you women who make sandwiches every day should have this point-saving trick to help you with a ration budget. The red points you spend for sandwich fillings do double duty when you invest them in Kraft cheese spreads. Here's how that works. First, Kraft cheese spreads furnish the moist richness every sandwich needs to make it good eating. And at the same time, the Kraft spread puts in tantalizing flavor. Take, for example, Kraft Pimento or Olive Pimento spreads, the Zestful Roca, or Kraft Relish spread with the bits of pickle all through it. All four of these Kraft spreads are moist and creamy as well as flavorful, and each kind takes just 2 ration points. Tomorrow when you shop, look for the Kraft cheese spreads. There are 7 varieties in all, every one a special help these days.
Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen wrote a very nice song for Betty Hutton and I to sing in a picture called Here Come the Waves. We don't have Betty here tonight, but we have got the Henderson Choir. That makes it about even in volume. This is the song.
I promise you a faithful heart, one that has always been free. At night there's a handful of stars that I pretend belong to me. I promise you that rich or poor, I would be happy to share the arms you have taken possession of. The sun on the meadows, the fire in the shadows, I promise you I'll be there. A faithful heart, a star or two, and I'll be there. I promise you.
I promise you.
Dee-dee-da-dum.
A faithful heart.
Dee-dee-da-dum. At night there's a handful of stars that I pretend belong to me. I promise you that rich or poor, I would be happy to share the arms you have taken possession of. The sun on the meadow, a fire in the shadows. I promise you I'll be there.
A faithful heart.
A star or two. And I'll be there.
Petite purveyor of satin smooth melodies, Eugenie Baird, comes up with the top tune of the turbulent 20s. Musically speaking, she's sort of carrying an old torch with a new touch. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to be in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to someone.
Very smooth, Eugenie. Very soothing, too. Delightfully done. And now a more optimistic variation on the foregoing theme. I mean, l'amour toujours and around and stuff. By those boys whose harmony is closer than your next breath, the Charioteers. Little jump tune called Jeepers Creepers.
Sweeter than sweet, hotter than hot, lovely to meet, and not so hinky, all on the square. Nothing to hide, let's go dancing, let's go mugging at some cozy little inn, where the jitterbugs are jumping and the music calls you in. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, all get up. How'd they get that size? Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on. Woe is me, got to get my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Jeepers creepers.
Oh, baby, where'd you get those peepers?
Jeepers creepers. Tell me where you got those eyes. The jeepers jumping, they're jumping tonight. When you are near, I gotta hold tight. Up on the downbeat, jeep, jump. We're really having fun. Golly gee, golly gee, golly gee, golly gee. Oh, when you turn those heaters on. Oh, it's me. Got to get my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers. Where did you get those peepers? Where did you get those eyes?
Great, great, man, really. You know, we got a unique figure in the realm of music with us this evening. He's been variously called the Koussevitzky of Korn, the Shostakovich of Schmaltz, and lots of other names, but seriously, admirers of his bizarre orchestral style claim that he stands alone, my friend and fellow music lover, Spike Jones.
Well, thanks for the nice words, Bing, but I don't feel that I particularly stand for anything.
Oh, it's your admirers who stand for anything, Spike. That's what I'm saying.
Touché.
Oh, the kid makes with the French, too, huh? Touché yet.
Absolument.
Absolument.
While you were over there, didn't you learn to parlez-vous français?
I have never been too sharp with a parley, Spike. Let's...
Well, I don't know, Bing. You were doing all right when I met you in London.
You got a bit of gum there, chum? I had comparatively little trouble using the King's English, though.
Well, just so he didn't use yours.
Get me a new boy here, somebody. This...
A new boy? Don't you have enough?
That's enough of that. This guy used to play drums around here. He makes big jokes now. Tell me, Spike, was the day I met you in London the same day we all had to go through the tear gas chamber?
Well, sure, Bing. Don't you remember? Didn't you go to have your gas mask checked just after we played?
Just before.
Now, look, Bing, you can kid if you want to, but we went over pretty well over there.
Smash, huh?
Well, pretty
mild
fair.
Smash.
Yes. Once we played to a GI audience of 16,000.
16,000.
And did they go wild? Can you imagine what a jumping, pushing, yelling crowd of 16,000 is like?
I have attended a Sinatra broadcast.
Did it do you any good?
Didn't learn a thing.
What a pity. You know, you crooners sure stick together. Yeah. Singing's okay, Bing, but don't you honestly think most people would rather hear a good band?
Nothing personal, I suppose. Frankly, Spike, do any of your listeners ever swoon?
Well, not exactly, but we've made lots of them faint. With joy, of course.
What they call unconscious humor, I guess.
Well, yes. When we started out, you know, we were known as Spike Jones and his makes you want to blow your brains out music.
Well, would you mind taking it lightly and politely, Spike, while you're here in the hall? Hit us gently with the glowworm. Vocal effects by Red Engel and Eileen Carlisle.
The night falls silently on forest dreaming. Lovers wonderful to see, they wonderful to see, the brightest stars gleaming. Lest they should lose their way, lest they should lose their way, the glowworms nightly light their tiny lanterns gay, their tiny lanterns gay, and to win. especially.
Here and there and everywhere, from mossy dell and hollow. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there!
What do you say?
Hello.
Dear boy, that is as elegantly contrived a block party as I've heard in a lifetime of tears and laughter. While I check over the studio equipment to see what is undamaged, my colleague wants to lay a fast hustle right in here somewhere.
Tomorrow is December 1st, so we hurry along to you some suggestions for easy, point-thrifty holiday snacks. This year, when folks drop in, you probably won't have had time to fuss with fancy things to eat in advance. But there'll be no lack of hospitality if you have in the refrigerator a few glasses of Kraft cheese spreads. Set them out on a tray along with some potato chips or crackers and let everybody spread his own snacks. If your Red Point budget is going to be squeezed this month, note that four of the delicious Kraft cheese spreads take just two Red Points a glass. There's Roca spread with the real zippy flavor, Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, and Kraft relish spread with the bits of pickle through its creamy goodness. All in all, of course, Kraft gives you seven different varieties of cheese spreads, every one perfectly delicious. Right now, it's a smart idea to get set for December snack parties. At the food store tomorrow, look for Kraft Cheese Spreads.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss the pillow, making believe it's you. In the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight,
turn out the light and kiss the pillow, making believe it's you. I guess nearly everybody can recall a silly song associated with some serious moment in life. Sometimes the reverse is true, too. Consider a popular romantic ballad like the song With Every Breath I Take, which was in a movie called Here Is My Heart. Sounds romantic, doesn't it? But it was actually part of a giddy tale which could just as easily have been titled The Princess and the Crooner. They met in the comic opera days of Monte Carlo just before the war, and a few minutes after they met in an elevator, up jumped Love, and he found himself telling her,
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh, not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by, and your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness you light my way, and all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep you keep my heart away, but when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
Well, naturally they quarreled. These two, they had a bit of a beef. But that lad had the Monte Carlo spirit, and he gambled on getting into his lady love's apartment disguised as a waiter. She found him out, tossed him out, and angrily told him to stay out. But she didn't say positively. So with this as an opening wedge, he resorted to the following musical convincer.
Love is just around the corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. You keep me on a corner, just waiting for you.
Venus de Milo was noted for her charm. Strictly between us, you're much cuter than Venus. And what's more, you got arms. So let's go cuddling.
Cuddle in a corner.
Any cozy little corner.
Cozy little corner.
Love is just around the corner
when I'm around you. I'm around you.
Well, this kind of a build-up got the work done, got the job done. And this looked like one Monte Carlo romance that was going to beat the odds, come out even. But even then, she told him the month for brides was June. Calendar told him it was January. But our boy had the answer for that one. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above, and here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm.
The night
cold, the trees are bare,
but I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
Their fragrance fills the air.
Because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January, because I love you so.
That does it for the Old Hall this evening, friends. But we'll be coming at you next Thursday, same time, with some more of the same, along with our special guest, the talented and lovely young Paramount star, Diana Lynn. Good night.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and our guest, Diana Lynn.
Why worry about meals getting dull? Serve a dazzling variety of delightful treats made with Pabstet, the delicious golden cheese food. Pabstet melts luscious smooth into an appetizing cheese sauce for eggs, fish, and macaroni. Pabstet also makes a grand sandwich spread, toast to perfection, slices neatly when chilled. Buy Pabstet, the cheddar cheese food that's so nourishing, so good in 100 tempting ways. Don't forget, add Pabstet to your shopping list tomorrow.
National Broadcasting Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely young guest star, Jane Powell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Jane Powell and I are bound for Old Heidelberg, where we'll sing all those great Sigmund Romberg melodies from The Student Prince. These were the days when castles were hung with banners and echoed with the pomp and majesty of kings. These were the days when a crown prince might expect to wear a crown.
His Royal and Serene Highness, Crown Prince Karl Franz of Carlsberg.
Your Highness.
Dr. Engel. What brings you to this dreary palace?
I was summoned by your grandfather, the king, to discuss plans for your university education. And I have persuaded him, my boy, that you must go to Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? Oh, doctor, I've never forgotten the stories you used to tell me when you were my schoolmaster. About Heidelberg, about the River Neckar, and the student corps, and how they sang in the evening.
Oh, how they sang. And now, Karl Franz, they're going to let you escape from your gloomy castle. for a year at least, to be free, to be a student like any other lad. Oh, enjoy these days, Carl Franz, for they are the golden days.
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much less a saint.
Twilight comes stealing, the moonlight shines down, painting with silver or hide over town.
Hark, how the echoes are ringing with their song. Laughing, they circle their glasses. Sunshine of our happy youth, golden days full of innocence and full of truth. In our hearts we remember them, all else above. Golden days, days of youth and love.
How we laugh at the sting,
looking back
through memory's haze, we will know life has nothing sweeter than its springtime.
Golden days when we're young, golden.
You must come to Heidelberg with me.
Why, I should be honored, Your Highness.
Good. When can we be off?
The sooner the better.
Come on, boys. Have we had enough of classes for the day?
Yeah!
And are we as dry as the desert in July?
Yeah!
What do we need?
Yeah!
And we're off to the finest inn in old Heidelberg.
We're marching for a throne song, marching under groove trees, marching in the month of May. For there's no good fellow than you feeling mellow to the beer so yellow with the day.
On its step we're swinging while we're joining, singing with our voices ringing in a merry rhyme. There is joy abounding in our song, please sound it while our skies are sounding all the time.
You there? Are you a new student at Heidelberg?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I just arrived.
Well, will you join us for some beer?
I'd prefer wine, I think.
Wine? What's that? Beer is the official drink of our corps. Kathy, beautiful Kathy, bring us some beer.
Mind your manners, boys, or I won't serve you a drop.
Who is this girl? This Kathy.
She works here at the inn. She's the mascot of our corps.
She's beautiful.
Kathy, come and meet a new admirer.
Hello. You've just arrived in Heidelberg?
Yes. And I expect to study very hard.
Tell him, Kathy. Tell this freshman the way we study in Heidelberg.
Higher man, sir's a brat, and close on your nose. Julius Caesar, he's a tea.
and gentlemen.
Oh, another toast, students.
Now, hear me, please, listen.
To our new classmates.
Gentlemen, this is the Crown Prince of Carlsbad.
The Crown Prince?
Oh, the Prince. Oh, please forgive us, Your Highness.
We have no idea.
Forgive you? For welcoming me as a friend? Oh, please, while I'm with you in Heidelberg, let me be one of you. Never Your Highness, only Karl Franz.
Well, a toast then to our new friend, Karl Franz.
That are bright as stars when they're shining on me.
Drink to them, drink, drink, drink.
To lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree.
Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine.
Lovingly, longingly, soon into mine. May those lips that are red and sweet tonight with joy. Start. May young hearts never part.
Drink, drink, drink. Let every true lover salute his sweetheart. Let's drink.
Will you fill my stein again, Kathy?
As you please, Your Highness.
And please, dear Kathy, don't be angry if I drink your health.
To Kathy, mascot of the Saxon Corps.
To Kathy!
White and warm as a rose in the sun.
Drink, and drink, drink, drink.
To hearts that will love one only when I am the one. Here's a hope that those soft arms will twine. Tenderly, trustingly, soon around mine.
May he give me a prize that soon is love beneath.
Your Highness.
Yes, Dr. Ring.
Come now, hurry. We must move into our lodgings. Kathy, will you please show us to our rooms?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Karl Franz, but it's getting dark. I thought I'd bring you a lamp.
That's kind of you. What's that music?
It's the students singing the serenade.
It's beautiful.
Have you any more princes at home?
Any more what?
Any more brothers or sisters?
No.
A father and mother, though.
They're dead.
The King of Carlsberg, he isn't your father?
My grandfather.
Well, I haven't any family either.
Poor little Kathy. I only hope the Princess Margaret is one half as sweet and beautiful as you are.
The Princess Margaret?
Someday she'll be my wife.
Well, don't you know what she looks like?
No, I've never met her.
And you're engaged and you've never met?
That's the way it is with royalty, Kathy. These things are arranged even before you're born.
I'm engaged to a livery stable keeper in Vienna.
Do you love him?
Oh, I don't know. He's much older than I am. He's 35.
Oh, Kathy, you can't love an old man like that. Kathy, darling...
No, no, you mustn't. I better go now. Good night, Karl Franz.
Kathy. Kathy.
Your Highness.
Oh, come in. Come in, Dr. Engel.
Forgive me for intruding, Karl Franz, but me and old friend give you a word of warning.
What warning, Doctor?
My boy, I would be very sad if your golden days in Heidelberg were spoiled by an unwise romance.
I know. I'll remember that the Princess Margaret must be my bride. Oh, Kathy, in the months I've been here, I've said to myself, I can't fall in love with her. But every day, I love you more.
Well, what about the Princess Margaret?
I can't go back to that suffocating air of the courts. Kathy, will you marry me?
Oh, it's insane.
It's the only sensible thing I've ever done. I love you, Kathy. I love you.
Deep in my heart, I have a dream of you.
Dr. Rengel, I can't talk to you now.
The message has just come from Carlsberg. Karl Franz, your grandfather is dying.
No.
You must go to his bedside at once. I have already packed your bags.
I won't go back.
But it's your duty, Karl Franz. You must go to your grandfather. He needs you.
I'll come back to you, Kathy. I promise.
Come, Your Highness.
Oh, no. No, he'll never come back. I'll never see him again. Never.
We'll return to the second act of The Student Prince in a moment. But first, the world of America has been and is a world of competition. Railroads were born into that world of competition, and for more than a century they have lived in it. Railroads have been and are in competition with other forms of transportation, by water, by highway, by air. There is competition in service. Each form of transportation offers advantages. Each can do certain things. But only the railroads are true common carriers. Only the railroads stand ready to carry anything that is movable in any quantity for anybody in any part of the country in any season of the year. And there is competition in rates. Businessmen know that transportation rates must be low enough to move the traffic and must be high enough to meet and cover the railroad cost of doing business. Yes, the railroads live in a competitive world. Their business is competitive both within and without the railroad industry itself. They know what it is to meet competition, and they must keep on meeting it. The public, and that means you and me and the rest of us, the public is entitled to the most adequate, the most dependable, the best, and the most economical transportation service, all costs considered. And the only way we can get that service is to have competition on an even, Steven basis, with each form of transportation standing on its own feet, paying its own way, without government help or subsidy. Now, here is Act Two of The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae as Karl Franz and his guest star, Jane Powell, as Kathy.
After only 4 months in Heidelberg, I had to leave my beloved Kathy to return to the court. My grandfather died only a few hours after I reached his bedside. And his last request was for me to set a date for my wedding to the princess I had never seen.
Her Serene Highness, Princess Margaret Alexia Victoria Eugenie Elizabeth Maria.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness. We have long awaited the pleasure of meeting you, cousin. May I have the favor of a waltz?
With pleasure, cousin.
You dance beautifully, cousin.
It is the duty of a queen to dance well.
The princess in my arms was beautiful and proper. She had been schooled since childhood to take her place someday beside me on the throne of Carlsberg. But my heart ached to think that my beloved Kathy must be a stranger to my arms from this day forward. I excused myself and retired to my chambers for a night of restless sleep. And I dreamed myself back to Heidelberg again.
Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
And the memories of the gallant times with the student corps flooded back through my mind. The longing to lift a stein again with my friends along the banks of the River Neckar.
Eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink, drink, drink.
And then I imagined that I saw my Kathy smiling at me.
Deep in my heart, I have a dream of you. Passion, the starlight, perfume.
To go back to Heidelberg and keep my promise to Kathy.
I beg your pardon. Is there a waitress here named Kathy?
Well, I'm Kathy. What can I do for you, ma'am?
You were here when the King of Carlsberg was a student.
Well, why do you ask?
Well, I'm the King's future wife.
Oh, the Princess Margaret.
Does it surprise you that a princess should be jealous?
Well, it makes me glad, because you couldn't be jealous if you didn't love him.
I love him very much. And my whole life has been planned toward the day when I shall become his queen.
Oh, madame, he has forgotten me.
He'll never forget you, Kathy, as long as you're here waiting for him. He's coming back today.
Today?
Yes. And if you love him enough, you'll go away, so that he will think that you have forgotten him.
Oh, but I can't.
I... A princess, humbly beg you to give him up, so that perhaps he will turn to me.
Oh, your highness, I will try to do what you ask of me.
You are really the happier one, because you have his love. Well, I can only say that I am grateful to you.
They're coming, the student corps.
The king will be with them. I must not let him find me.
For there's no good fellow when he's fearing mellow to the beard so yellow. What's your name?
Kathy! Oh, Kathy, darling.
Welcome back to Heidelberg, your majesty.
Why, Kathy, what's the matter?
Life changes, Carl Franz. You are a king. Your life belongs to your people.
But your life, Kathy?
Well, I didn't wait for you, Carl Franz. I promised to marry someone else.
Oh, Kathy.
Your Majesty.
Yes, my friend.
We have just learned of your coming marriage to the Princess Margaret. May your old friends of the Student Corps wish you every happiness.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
And is there some song you would like to sing with the students, Your Majesty? Perhaps for the last time.
Yes, Dr. Engel. I would like to sing the serenade.
Overhead the moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough. Nothing is heard but the song of a bird, filling all the air. you that I am near.
Lean from above while I pour out my love, for you know to my life you are
back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae with a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Herb Butterfield, Betty Lou Gerson, and Ray Montgomery. The Student Prince, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town. And they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and important citizens, in your hometown. Now, here again is Jane Powell.
Hi, Carl France. What happened to your crown, huh?
Oh, I abdicated, J.D. Nowadays, that king stuff isn't as good, as working on the railroad.
Aw, gee. If you aren't a king, we could have been married after all.
Well, maybe. But I'd want to clear it with that new husband of yours. By the way, our heartiest congratulations and best wishes, Janie.
Oh, well, thank you, Gordon. Who's on the show train next week, hmm?
Kenny Baker and Evelyn Case will be aboard for a bang-up version of the Mikado.
Well, happy Gilbert and Sullivan to you. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Janie.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though ready to pull out, and so until next week, goodbye.
The Student Prince was presented by arrangement with the Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Jane Powell appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture That Forsyte Woman, starring Errol Flynn, Greer Garson, and Walter Pidgeon. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Rhesus C. Stevens stars on The Voice of Firestone, coming up on NBC.